Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're live on Thanksgiving Day, and I want to tell you a story. This is a story about how cause and effect turned into one person making a difference in the course of human history. How cause and effect, at the beginning of the 17th century, cause and effect was merging parallel universes, and how that was doing that is because in the old world, a decision by a group of latent separatists put them on a circuitous journey. Meanwhile, in the new world, a man-child named Tisquantum was born to the Wampanoag Indians, and before either one of those, both of those actually became very important to our future. But before that happened, their lives would intertwine in a way that they couldn't have imagined. He was born in Massachusetts. His father named him Tisquantum, and he was a member of the Patuxet tribe, which was part of a confederation of tribes known as the Wampanoag. The Wampanoag, which means Eastern people, inhabited much of what became known as New England. Tisquantum would become very important, as I said earlier, but he couldn't have imagined how his life was going to go over the next 10 or 15 years. In 1605, Captain George Weymouth thought financial backers would be impressed if they saw real live Indians back in England. In an expedition on the east coast of the New World, Captain Weymouth lured three real live Indians onto his ship. He kidnapped them and took them back to England. One of those Indians was Tisquantum. In England, Tisquantum eventually came to live with a guy named Sir Fernando George, a financier of the New World, and he taught Tisquantum English and employed him to be a guide and interpreter for his sea captains. Tisquantum's name was changed to Squanto, and he was brought back to America in 1614 to assist in the mapping of the eastern coast. But Squanto's greatest flaw, the inability to know which Englishman to trust, kept him in getting him into trouble, and he was kidnapped, incredibly, again, along with some other Indians. This time he was taken to Spain. A group of friars saw these slaves, basically, and what was happening, and they took several of them, including Squanto, from their captors and instructed them in Christianity. Squanto lived with the friars until he became homesick, and in 1618 he went back across the water. This time he landed in Newfoundland. In another twist of fate, while he was there, Squanto ran into an associate of his, Sir Fernando George, his old friend, right, who took him this time willingly back across the water for the fifth time, this time back his second trip to England. Now literally trilingual, Squanto was a unique resource, and George once again employed his friend to return to America to map the coastline, and once he got back there in 1619, he made the shocking discovery that while he was gone, the Wampanoag people had been decimated in 1617 by an epidemic, which had also wiped out every single member of his home village. About the same time all this was going on, plans were laid to establish a colony in what the English considered to be the northern boundaries of Virginia. These plans came to fruition when, in September 1620, the 90-foot Mayflower set sail from Plymouth, England. The Mayflower's manifest said there were 110 people on board, including the crew, and including 37 laden separatists, also called pilgrims. To be sure, demographically, the Mayflower passengers were an unlikely and contentious people. Even though they were in the minority, those pilgrims treated the others like they were the others. In fact, that's what they called them, very condescendingly. But there was one common thread that bound them together. Each one had embarked on this courageous journey to create new prospects in the new world. Landfall came for the Mayflower colonists on November 9th when they came ashore at the tip of Cape Cod. Their first encounter was kind of contentious, and the Indians there ran them off of that place. They got back on the boat, and while they were there on the boat the second time, they created the Mayflower Compact, which we now know is the first set of laws established by settlers for the New World. The next landing, the second landing, was more peaceful, and on the day after Christmas, 1620, the colonists chose to establish their new life on the mainland shore of what is now Massachusetts, in a place they named Plymouth. The first winter was cruel. By March of 1621, less than half of those folks who came across on the Mayflower were still alive. But with all of their misfortune, they would soon find that they had something to be thankful for. On March 16th, an Indian named Samoset walked into the colonists, the village, their camp, and called out to them, "Hello, English." His name was Samoset, and he was a Monhegan Indian from Maine. He'd been hunting and trading in that area. He spoke some English, but very soon he realized that these sad-looking people needed more help than he could give them. So, remember our trilingual world-traveling orphan, Squanto? Well, it turns out that the colonists had set up their place they call Plymouth on the very spot where Squanto's village had been. So Samoset brought Squanto to the colonists, and during the next year he befriended them, taught them how to eat and fish and farm, and things got a lot better for them. So now we know that without Samoset's initial and Squanto's sustained benevolence, the pilgrims probably wouldn't have survived. But thanks to the humanity of those two individuals, the first harvest was bountiful, and by the fall of 1621, the pilgrims were saying thanks. They were thankful for what they had. So think about, and they celebrated it with their very first Thanksgiving with all of them together, right? So think about these questions. What if Squanto has not been kidnapped and taken to Europe? What if he had not learned English? What if Samoset had not brought him to these people? So think about this. 390 years later, the success of America depended upon cause and effect meeting humanity and one person deciding to make a difference. One person deciding to make a difference. Folks, if Squanto can do it, you and I can do it. This is a great story and serendipity and cause and effect, but mostly a story about one person deciding to make a difference and to do the right thing. 20 after. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll be right back. Friend of mine, say I'll move to New York. Well, New York's fine, but it ain't
Doraville. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.